Coming up on KUCB News, an Alaska superintendent receives top honors, and the state Supreme Court sets a precedent for PFDs. Stay tuned.
Local News is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Monday, August 28, 2017. Bogoslaw Volcano has gone quiet again after a small blast early this morning brought its total to three eruptions in as many days. According to the Alaska Volcano Observatory, Bogoslaw blew for about 25 minutes starting at 3:30 this morning. The activity comes after a pair of short blasts over the weekend, a 4-minute eruption on Saturday and a 2-minute eruption yesterday. Despite the unrest, scientists have left the volcano's alert level at an intermediate watch, although they say it could explode again with little warning. Bogoslaw has been erupting intermittently for the last 8 months. Unalaska's John Conwell has been named Alaska Superintendent of the Year. On Thursday, the longtime leader of the Unalaska City School District received the news at the Board of Education's first meeting of the new school year.
I can't tell you how honored I am. And you always sit back and you think these sorts of accolades aren't that important, but when you do get one, it's sort of nice.
The award was presented by Lisa Paradis of the Alaska Superintendents Association. She says the district's strong graduation rate and ESL programming set Conwell apart from other Alaska educators.
Unalaska is viewed as a leader in the state. It's based upon a lengthy record of student academic success.
Conwell is one of the state's longest tenured superintendents, having served for 11 years. School Board President Tammy Fowler Pound says that commitment has been critical for the district.
Good superintendents are not a dime a dozen. It is hard to get a superintendent. It is hard for superintendents to have longevity, and we are so lucky to have John here.
Meanwhile, Conwell says Unalaska schools are starting the new year at full strength. Both buildings are fully staffed and...
Pleased to report that our enrollment is strong. I mean, right now we're right in the 400 range.
That's a dozen students more than the school board anticipated in their 2018 budget. If enrollment stays consistent through October, the district will see a boost in state funding. The next school board meeting is set for September 28th. The U.S. Coast Guard rescued a sick mariner Friday night from a trawler near Cold Bay. Officials say the FV Unimac was fishing 50 miles northwest of the community when a crew member experienced dizziness, weakness, and general confusion. Air Station Kodiak sent a helicopter crew to hoist the man from the vessel, and he was transported to Cold Bay for emergency medical care. The Lake and Peninsula Borough Assembly sailed to Chignik Bay last week aboard the Tustamina Ferry to cut the ribbon on a new $11 million dock. The trip coincided with the ferry's first run of the season, and everything went smoothly, according to borough manager Nathan Hill.
It seemed like the captain of the ferry was happy with the dock facility. The energy of the folks on and off Tustamina was high. Seemed pretty happy to have the ferry back in action.
Several years ago, the Alaska Marine Highway System announced it would end service to Chignik Bay if the old Trident Seafoods dock wasn't repaired or replaced. Borough officials decided to build a new facility. Hill says construction got underway in the winter, and it's now complete.
Sort of a bare-bones dock. It accommodates the ferry, and that was the goal for the state of Alaska. There's still more expansion work that could be done on.
The Chignik dock does not have a crane to lift freight or lines to run fuel, water, and electricity. It's unclear if the dock will be expanded anytime soon. The Alaska Supreme Court has upheld a veto by Governor Bill Walker that cut permanent fund dividends in half last year. APRN's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Justice Daniel Winfrey wrote that the state law that started PFDs is subject to the Alaska Constitution's ban on dedicating funds for specific purposes. The unanimous opinion says the amount spent on dividends is decided each year through the budget process. Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Willikowski and former Senators Clem Tillian and Rick Halford had argued that the constitutional amendment that started the permanent fund gave the legislature the ability to dedicate uses for fund earnings, like the PFD. They say dividend amounts should be set by the law that started the dividend and not the budget process. Willikowski says he's disappointed PFDs will no longer follow the formula that was used through 2015.
What the Supreme Court has said today is you can ignore it. And so what this means is that any governor can set the permanent fund at whatever level he or she chooses. Any legislature can set the dividend at whatever level it chooses.
Willikowski says he hasn't made up his mind about whether he'll run for governor.
I want someone who shares my vision of where we should head as a state, and I don't have that with this governor. And so it's not something that I would prefer to do.
Willikowski added that he'd like to see former U.S. Senator Mark Begich run for governor. Governor Walker's veto cut last year's dividend from just over $2,000 to just under half that amount. This year, the legislature reduced PFDs from roughly $2,300 to $1,100. Assistant Attorney General Kate Vogel described Attorney General Jonna Lindemuth's reaction to the decision.
The Attorney General indicated that she knows that this is not a decision Governor Walker took lightly. But she's glad that we have more clarity around use of permanent fund earnings as we continue to try and resolve the state's fiscal crisis.
Walker last year and legislators this year cited the state's more than $2 billion budget gap in reducing the dividends. The court's opinion finds that the people who wrote the permanent fund amendment to the Constitution didn't intend to allow the legislature to dedicate money for other purposes in a way that bypasses the budget process. Clem Tillian has been a leading voice in defending the dividends.
I'm sorry about the decision. It just means we have to go into full battle mode and take it to the people.
Tillian would like to amend the state constitution to enshrine full PFDs. Two-thirds of both chambers of the legislature must pass an amendment before it goes to voters. Tillian plans to seek an initiative on next year's ballot urging the legislature to pass a PFD amendment. He says the initiative would affect the general election.
I think that if the people overwhelmingly support this change, that legislators that overwhelmingly support this change will be the ones that get elected.
If the legislature doesn't put forward a constitutional amendment, Willikowski notes that voters could approve a constitutional convention to make full PFDs permanent. The next time voters will be asked whether they want a constitutional convention is 2022. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. And please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.